On September 8th, a dozen members of the group Beyond Extreme Energy, or BXE, began an 18-day water-only fast in front of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission headquarters in Washington, D.C. Their demand is that the agency, known as FERC, stop issuing new permits to build frack gas infrastructure, including pipelines, compressor stations, storage facilities, and liquefied natural gas export terminals. Plans are to end the fast on September 25th, the day after Pope Francis addresses the U.S. Congress. While the natural gas industry and the political establishment tout gas as the transition fuel to move the nation toward renewable energy sources, recent studies have shown that the extraction process releases large amounts of methane, the main component in natural gas, producing much more greenhouse gas emissions than previously thought. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus, who's in Washington, D.C. in a support role for the fast, interviewed two of the people who plan to fast for the full 18 days. We hear first from Jimmy Betts, who participated in the Great March for Climate Action, walking from California to the nation's capital last year. He's been involved in both of BXE's previous week-long actions at FERC and is one of the group's two staffers handling outreach on social media.
The reasons for the fast are to demand no new permits for fossil fuel infrastructure. And in the case of FERC, it's related to frack gas infrastructure, pipelines and whatnot. But personally, part of my reasons for fasting, especially with water only, as the main idea there in terms of the tactic, is that water in and of itself is one of our most precious resources, and our existence is basically dependent on access to clean drinking water. It's indicative of what it's capable of doing for people. You know, we can live off of water alone for quite a long time, but the second that water is gone, we're down to a few days of survival. So there's a lot that can be stated about it in addition to the issues with fracking.
So how has it gone for you? You're on, you're finishing your seventh day.
Yes. So far, the fast has been going well for me personally. I'm definitely feeling my faculties diminished, and I, you know, can't walk as far as I normally do. And I'm working full-time, so it makes it even more of a challenge. So I can't just sit back and relax. I have to actually be on it when it comes down to scheduling work for making sure that what we're developing here and the stories that we're being able to share are getting out into the world. So it's something that I have to balance out and take a little time off now and then to be able to do.
And what do you think has been the response of some of the people going by, you know, our FERC employees? And we can't always tell, you know, a lot of times it's just passersby because we're sort of in the heart of, you know, Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. here. Anything stand out to you in terms of interactions you've had with people?
My interactions have been fairly limited on the street. However, when I go into public spaces or like a cafe to do work on the internet, a lot of discussions come back to the postcard handouts that we have related to FERC or Black Lives Matter, depending on what type of thing we are supporting. And people actually actively talk about 18 days of water only. For what? So they're intrigued more by the action itself, and then they understand, you know, oh, this must be a serious issue. So hearing those conversations was helpful because you don't really know. It's like you're throwing cards into the ether, but people are actually reading them. And they are actually talking about it amongst their peers. So it's important to know.
So, Jimmy Betts, is there anything else you want to say about this pretty amazing and unusual and serious action that's going on?
Well, sure. One of the things that has sort of been an ongoing theme of our actions has been artistic takeaway pieces. And in this case, we have a project called the No New Permits Quilt, and it involves collecting stories from submissions from different frontline groups and also just concerned citizens, because there are many different levels of engagement. And this is one way for people who may not be able to fast that they can contribute stories, and we'll build it into a large quilt that hopefully will just be an ongoing project that we'll keep building onto. So we're looking forward to getting submissions from across the country.
We next hear from Ellen Barfield, a longtime peace activist, who talks about the fast coinciding with the Pope's visit to Washington and the need to take up the work for climate justice. She's engaged in a juice-only fast.
I really like taking advantage of the visit of the Pope. I'm not religious and mostly don't have much use for the Catholic hierarchy, but this Pope is kind of amazing. And if we didn't take advantage of the wonderful things he's saying about a lot of things, including the environment, the earth, climate change. I think that would have been very foolish. So it's good to be here amid a whole lot of other stuff happening.
What draws you to this particular issue of climate change?
Well, I'm primarily a peace activist and have been for 30 years. But I got to say that challenging the Pentagon is definitely being concerned for the environment, because they are a huge damager in the environment. But it's very clear that we have to get off fossil fuels. And to get back to the challenging the Pentagon, they're the biggest single burner of fossil fuels in the whole wide world. So, again, the two go together really well. My husband and I have chosen for 25 years not to own a car. We bicycle. We refuse to have air conditioning because it's such a huge suck of energy. You know, we're doing what we can. But until the whole culture, the whole world gets it together and shifts to renewables and green energy from fossil fuels, we're just getting worse and worse. Individuals can do what they can, but we have to do it as a whole society.
That was climate activists Ellen Barfield and Jimmy Betts, who along with others are engaged in an 18-day fast in front of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission headquarters in Washington, D.C. For more information on the climate change protest at FERC, visit our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.